Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the 3rd time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." At Gethsemane, our Lord Jesus was contemplating the cross. That coming day was upon him. The cup that he must drink, the cup that the Old Testament prophets tell us was the cup of God's fury and God's wrath against sin. How great the pain, the searing loss, the Father turns his face away. As Jesus hung on the cross, and the greatest thing, the absolute depths was revealed in those words, "Why have you forsaken me?" And anticipating that, Jesus says in the garden, "If it is possible, if it's possible." See, fellowship with the Father mattered to him. And of course, we've never experienced anything like that. We never get anywhere close or near to it. Because the Father has promised us that we will never be forsaken. We will never be left. And we have that promise because Jesus was forsaken. And yet it meant something to him to be cut off from that fellowship with the Father. So this experience in Gethsemane was utterly unique to the Lord Jesus, as the cross was unique to him. And we see here that in this matter of prayer does not always change things. "If it's possible," he says, "let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." He's determined. He expresses his desire to be free of this, to be delivered from this. But if this is God's will, his determination nonetheless to experience this and to go to the cross. And the prayer, "If it is possible, let this pass from me," then was unfulfilled. It did not pass from him. But what prayer does, even though it doesn't change things always, is to lay hold of the God who will not let go of us. That's the wonderful thing. Through all his sufferings on the cross to the point of death, he is ever my servant whom I uphold. He, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself to God. So although in that great mystery of the Father turning away from the Son and forsaking the Son, even in that, the Son was being upheld and empowered by the Holy Spirit. These are the things that we remember as we come to this table, bread and wine, so simple, so straightforward, and yet speaking to us of the broken body and the shed blood of the Saviour. If you're trusting in that Saviour tonight, then you are welcome to come and receive the gifts as they're distributed.